We respect him for his, you know, his obvious for going out there, putting himself at risk. Okay, today's chazara of the structure of brachot. The last thing that we had learned, last simon that we learned was lach, where you're all wet, and that was talking about zeya b'alma, the soups, the jams, shtita, and all those other things. And that, if you recall, the last inyan of the, we had discussed in the parak, we had started off with shinuyim, that was in the original Mishnah, when we changed things into yayin, we changed things into grain. And then we had shinuyim going downhill instead of uphill, we had soups and crushed fruits and so on. And now, we get into the next level, which is on Daf Lamed Tes, where there's a whole other sugya that begins, and that is the sugya of kiddima. Mm-hmm. However, kiddima, as opposed to what people generally think of kiddima, is only a question of which bracha do you make first and so on. Kiddima, actually, the way the parak presents it, has many different levels. It begins with kiddima on something that has nothing to do with what bracha to make, but rather is kiddima on what type of loaf do you cut first. If you're cutting, you have different bread in front of you. You made a motzi lechem in Haaretz. We talked about the difference between a shalem and a prusa. If the shalem is smaller and the prusa is larger, if one's out of chita, one's out of sa'ora, and the different levels of chavibas of the pas, if one is noki and one is not noki, those are pretty good. All of these sugyas in there. So there we had the Daf Lamed Tet, we had that first din of kedima. We also had a question of kedima, which is making sure that you make the correct bracha, meaning you may have varied brachas to be able to make. You have the more general bracha, and you have the more specific bracha. You make the more general bracha, so you would be yotze. However, it is more lechatchila, in that sense of kedima. Lechatchila means first of all, in first place. Okay, that's also a concept of kedima. That's why we have our Mishnah here that talks about Birechal Pirot Ha'ilan Borei Pri Ha'adama. It's also, it would have been better to be more Borei Pri Ha'adama. In the broader sense, that's a concept of Kedima as well. Within that second concept of Kedima, we also have the idea of a Bracha Mivureret. In other words, whatever Bracha is more specific, according to many Shitas, it should Kodma. So as we, according to that, we would be Kodima Bracha Al Ha'etz, before a bracha al ha'adama, because it's more mevurar, you can't make an al ha'adama on the eighth. And if we want to say this one first, not everybody agrees to that. But that too is a din of bracha. And then we had, of course, the kedima of chavivut, if you have a question, which food are you going to eat? And then we have the kedima, even among different types of brachas, according to the way the sugya came out. If you have a min shiva, for instance, or is it not a question of what to take, but rather what to take in order to make which bracha, even. And that was the whole sugya of the Shivat Aminim. Now this sugya, if we view it that way, is an entire sugya, actually goes on for three dafim. On Daf Lamed Tet, we had the early idea of Kadin about what you're botseya on, which one. We had the idea of Kadin of jumping in and making the, you know, a bracha on the Chaviv. That element of Kadin we had, which was the Bar Kapara story, and the two boys who didn't make it through the year, you know. Mm-hmm. Tough story. You think you have it rough, Nachi. Try fighting with Bar Kapora. And then we talked...
Is this the one that did the wedding hall?
Yeah. And then we had the Shaila of, you know, Agav, because a lot of these sugars are talking about which bracha to make on what things. They also give us medical advice and what things are good, you know. And borscht and stuff like that. And then you have the kedima, as we talked about, shlema, the din of lecha mishnah on Shabbos. Is there a mila of making a bracha on bread that had been used for an eruv because it was used for one mitzvah? Use it for another mitzvah. This is very nogea, even though we don't very often make the eruv etumim. We do have bread left over from an eruv chatzerism. Eruv chatzerism is not very often because it's put away, but certainly for an eruv tafshilin, people like to, you know, close the day with a meal on the eruv tafshilin. Okay, I thought that the nice simon for this
thing is, it's Lamed Tes, which reminds about being late for your Latin, is Kedima Bebar Kapara Ubetzia. You know, if you come too fast into Bar Kapara, when you're actually, he's already over his latte, then he slices you. All right, but meanwhile, reminds you of the dream. Okay, we go on to Daf Mem. Now, Daf Mem begins with the description of Hafsaka, getting in the way, like Tol Bruch, or Gobelature, where you're saying things that are Hafsaka between your Bracha. I really wish you would have the right Surat on Hafsaka. These things are like useless.
When I did it on the computer with the wedding card,
you felt that. Yeah, you saw the difference.
I'll switch over.
Yeah. I mean, you use it like while you're learning it, but then at least one time to go over. Then, I mean, you do it so many times anyway. From the 10th Chazorah on, you know. So. Anybody who hasn't seen Richie sitting and davening on his porch doesn't know what Chazorah is. But I won't squeal. There's some tzaddikim who don't want anybody to know. So. And I got to tell, disguises, you got the best disguise I've ever seen. Nobody would suspect you. Right? Nobody knows.
Well, what about the hours?
So, a 4-hour lechadodi. Nobody would suspect them. Anyway, they become crazy. So, we have the din of Hafsaka, we begin, and then we have the shaila of making the bracha of ha'etz, or adama, on ha'etz. We wonder what the chiddush is. We got the whole issue about chita, because we're talking about chita, maybe that's the tree that Adam Rishon ate from. That would have a din of an eitz, which gets us into the whole sugya of what did Adam Rishon eat from. Then we have the shaila of Rabbi Yehuda's Pesach, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, to know exactly what it is, that to be more and more meduyak in your bracha. And then we have the shepherds who would say Brich Rachmanam Malka, the Amamor, the High Pita, and the, that was last Mitzvah Shabbos, we did that one. And then we have the question of doing a bracha without the Shem Hashem because of that, and what's the din of a bracha without saying the Malchus. And then we have the mitzvah about Minei Klala or Shahakol. And we have two mishnas on Shahakol. First, we introduce, and indeed the Achronim or Medayak, there's two dinim in Shahakol. There's a din of Shahakol as the generic bracha, which was originally mitukan as the generic bracha. Something like Borei Minei B'Samim, a bracha that includes everything. Right? Okay. There's even some who say, by the way, on B'Samim, to say Shahakol. Because if you don't know which Bosim it is, so say Shahakol and Yabit Varo. Yeah, because it's the generic bracha. Okay, we don't pass it like that. We have this bracha Borei Minei B'Samim, all right, which is the equivalent for Reah of what we use Shahakol for in there. But the truth is, the broader and more fundamental way of looking at Shahakol is that it should apply not only to Midi D'Achila, there's not stressing Achila B'Chol. It's the generic bracha. It's fascinating. We lost track of that because of the way that the halacha ended up working out, you know, that we indeed separate between the generic brachas on different things. So that's the introduction in the first Mishnah that we have on the daf, which is actually the fifth Mishnah in the parak. That's the Birech ala Eitz, Borei Pri Adama, on Hadama, or Imam Al Kulam Shahakol. Fine. The next Mishnah, sixth Mishnah in the parak, when I say Mishnah, I mean sixth Mishnah in the sense of how it's split up in our Gemara, it's not really a different Mishnah, is the other din of Shahakol, which is Dovash Ein Gedulim and Aretz. So meat and cheese and milk and so on and so forth. And that led us into the question of making a bracha on a min klala, which from Rav Yehuda, if you have locusts and so on, all the Vietnamese are collecting a locust, do you make a bracha on them? We had that shaila this year, unfortunately. And itan is on a min klala, you don't get into novlot and what are novlot and burukamara and all, you know, the different types of novlot. So, I thought a nice way to remember this, that mem, could always be Merame's, you know, 40 days in Har Sinai. And poor Moshe Rabbeinu had to spend 40 days in Har Sinai just because of that ridiculous Egel thing, which ended up redoing the Ched of Adam HaRishon, who, according to Chazal, was like a min, and brought Klala on the world, in which case, Leture, just for the Shor, He was Boshesh. It was Boshesh Boshela read it Minahar, but on the daf it's, you know, less than started with Boshesh. Such good challah doesn't have to wait around for salt. Ke'etz Adam HaRishon, because that, the eagle was just like Adam HaRishon, and that was destroyed, the Shemu Malchut, and that was a min and a klola. So that includes all of the inyanim daf, everything on the daf. Very good. Okay. Daf Mem Aleph. All right. So we had over here basically Daf Mem Aleph is the analysis of the pasuk Eretz Chit of Sora, really. Whether it's a din in Kedim and Brochus, or it's a din in the various different shiurim, and we took off on that to discuss, you know, all aspects of the Kedima based on Eretz Chit of Sora, and I wish I had metal legs so I could be a robot and follow you forever and so on, assuming that I had. You don't remember that Gemara?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great Gemara. That's, I thought that was Nachi's Gemara.
Right before the Judah.
He's always getting hurt in his protoplasmic legs. So he I thought it was he who made up this whole thing. Man Yaivlan, what was that here? Mamalov, sorry.
On
yeah. Man Yaivlan Nagri the Prasla. I wish my feet were made out of steel. And then I could walk all over the place.
A bionic man.
Yeah.
$6 million. That's what it was.
There we go.
Something like that.
So okay, so we have that here. Meanwhile, besides this still part of Kedima, obviously, this is the main Kedima Lebrochus in terms of Shiva, the question of only Birkotei Shavuot. And then we had the various Shiurim, which led us into the aspects of Esmachta. We talked about the Rishonim's Machlokus, about where is Esmachta and so on. Anyway, a good way to remember this is, yeah, I don't know if you're going to like this one. But I mean, who always makes you eat the good things first? And not
Ma.
Ma, there you go. Okay. Right. And that closes the sugya of Kedim and the Perek, and now the Perek ends with its closing sugya. It also takes three daf. And the closing sugya in the Perek is basically the idea of a su'udah. The su'udah itself and the aftermath of the su'udah. So we had, of course, Dvarim HaBoyim Machmat HaSu'udah. That starts off the issue over here. And then we go on to the very complex sugya Pata Baba Kisnim. And what do you do with, you know, desserts in the middle of a meal? And what about Kviyut Su'udah on somebody who's eating a ton of these Danish, you know? And what the din is v'lachamaniyot, and then what's the shear of the end of a suda, taking away the table, or saying birkat, saying havlan v'nivrech, or giving out the mayim achronim, and that's all kviyut suda, of course, clearly dinim of suda. And then we had the next mission, which is birach alayayim lifnei hamazon, batzman alachem hamazon, also has to do with kviyut suda. There it talks about kviyut suda yayin on Shabbat and Yom Tov, where you know that there's going to be more wine, which brings in the question of whether there's a hefsek. Is there such a thing as a hefsek in your, like, you know, you drank one bottle, one glass of wine, maybe you have to make another bracha, the second glass of wine. That has to do with what the norm, and what the norms are. So is it Shabbos, Yom Tov? Well, thank you very much. Or is it totally on the balabayit, if you're eating by somebody's, at somebody's house, you could be semech on him, like the case where there's semech on the Resh Galuta, that's not considered to be nimlach. And then we had what is considered to be a suda. In other words, is it dafka where you're lying down? Be yeshiva, can there be a suda? How about if you say, let's meet in such and such a place? And that was the story about the Nahar Dank and the death of Rav, and the Talmidim were devastated. They didn't, couldn't even remember the din of Birkat HaMazon. After Rav had died, they tore their clothing again. And so, over here, the way I think to remember this is that Pata Baba Kisnin, remember, according to many Rishonim, the word Kisnin means pockets. So Pata Baba Kisnin, I mean, if you're a pickpocket, that's how you make your money. And then you make a little party, you know, with, you bring out the liquor. And this was the mob, you see, that's the membane. The mob bekisnin, after getting all the pockets, kava b'yayin, they made a party on yayin, they sebu. Problem is, a lot of guys never got up. And they threw him into Nahar Dank at the end. So Hasevu ben Nahar Dank, if you can remember the...
What are the three?
Well, they put lead on there, you know. What do they call them, those shoes?
The special shoes.
When I used to use them for the Sinatra. East River.
Sinatra. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, but they had a cute name for it.
Yeah,
but they had a name for it. All right. So that's the that's the simon for men base. I would say, so the kisim, kavabiyayim, and then hesevo and ahardank. Okay, mem gimel basically talks about the reyach, all the different dinim of reyach we had, that we discussed today. The reyach and the shemen, and the reyach and the perot, and the Talmud Chacham wearing reyach, and but it's still part of the dinim of Seuda. Why? Because the place where we bring in reyach is in terms of the dinim of the mugmar. The mugmar was reyach. That's, if you remember, that's how the whole thing. Who is the one that's mevarech ala mugmar? Correct? So the one who was mevarech ala mazon, or ala yayin, is the one who's mevarech ala mugmar, which became now when something becomes a saying, not a saying, a mode of speech. What do you call it? Like today we say in Hebrew, Levarech ala mugmar means to finish up the contract. Let's say Levarech ala mugmar. A twist, a turn of speech? No, this is a word for it. But anyway, it's become in modern Hebrew the way to say, okay, we finished everything, finally. So Levarech ala mugmar. But this leads to all of the Yanim of Brochas HaReyach, which is why it makes sense that we put it here together with the Dinim of the Suda, you see. So, yes, we could, and we have the Talmud Chacham I mentioned, Shisha Dvarim, the Talmud Chacham. So, one wonderful way of remembering it is Mem Gimel is Mugmar, which is great. Also, backwards, it's playing games, which is why you shouldn't walk out, you know, smelling like that at night, or doing the wrong, you know, going the wrong places at night. But the real thing that you were doing, of course, was feeding the baby. And the way to remember this is Reach Similak Balaiva. Always that smell of Similak at night. Okay, but Mugmar is probably the best way to remember this. Mem Dalet, there we had the final, the closing, I think. Okay, and this, to me, the organization of the parak is a strong raya that Tosus's approach is correct, and not Rashi's. Rashi learns that the Mishnah, remember that we have a very strange Mishnah, that if you bring Maliach and pot, you're Mavarach on the Maliach and your pot to the pot. Right. Now this is not the place to bring up again Iker V'Tafel. I mean, that came up earlier in the parak. All parak was based on that idea. It can't be coming to teach me that. Okay? So it's clearly a continuation of the dinim of Su'uda. What happens after a Su'uda? Therefore, Tosis is pshat that in a case where a Su'uda consisted of Peirot Kinosar, they sometimes bring after the Su'uda because your mind is just, you're ready to faint sometimes from a Su'uda. So they'll bring you, if it was very sweet, they'll bring you something that is salty, which we do. We'll bring out pretzels after a Su'uda, right? People will have dessert, they'll bench. And you sit down outside and they'll bring pretzels and other salted things. Why is that? That's this case. We're over there, even the bread may be bottled to the salt herring. Because the main point is you're trying to restore some balance in your system with salted things after the sweet things, you see. So if that's the case, then Tosis is pshat. Makes a lot of sense. It's talking about, even though the Gemara answer is talking about Perot Kinosa, because we have all these wild stories about Perot Kinosa, flies slipping off of foreheads. It's great Gemara. Rish Lakish going bananas and calling, they have to call the police to hold them down, you know. Also beautiful, you could just see the scene. it's amazing.
The Goyish stuff?
You are from the Beit HaNasi. It wasn't Goyish, it was supported by the Romans and the Persians during the course of the generations. But can you see them leading away, Rish Lakish? All right, let's calm down. Probably 20 guys. But we brought that. According to Rashi, it was talking about Maliach being the Perot Kinosar. It's hard to believe, because what's it doing here, you see? Why would we bring in Agav, the Dinim of Sa'uda, this, I mean, it's, okay, you'd have to say that we bring up at the end of the parak an extraordinary case which doesn't follow the general rules. That's how Rashi would view it. So we had the Perot Ginosar, and then of course we got to the big machlokas, what do you say is a bracha achrona? Do you make shalosh brachas on any of the Shivat Aminim as Rabbi Gamliel Shita is? Or do you follow the Rabbanan to make a bracha achas mein shalosh? And for the first time, we meet in a mission of the bracha of Borei Nefashot. Even though the mission introduces Borei Nefashot about drinking water, which is the equivalent, in other words, in our terms, after a Suda, if you're going to have already the pretzels, you're going to have a beer with it or something, or, you know, or a shahakal. And that's the shayla. Okay, so what do you make on these things? Is it shahakal? They say Borei Nefashot is up front on water. And of course, this is where we come out that the minig has become, in the Sali Paskin, that we make a shahako up front and we say Bar Nefoshes at the end. While we were at it, we talked about various foods again. You know, different kind of eggs, hard-boiled eggs, soft-boiled eggs, overly hard-boiled eggs, and so on, all the other things that you get with it, including the dangers of eating salted herring on the wrong day. The Russian roulette.
7, 7, 2, 27, 23.
And the way to remember this stuff, I believe, is Mendal. It stands for the muddled minds of the Perot Ginosar. And the way to remember it is Perot Ginosar Mevorech Acharehem. Okay. That's basically our review to the end of the paragraph.
So the